Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about DeSantis and Trump, how they're different, how they're the same, what each one is running as, and why a lot of political commentators aren't paying a lot of attention to DeSantis, while a lot of major outlets are. Okay. So first, who is Trump? Who is he? He's grievance defined, right? Rage, anger. If you're trying to describe him in a word, it's an emotion. That's how he appealed to people. DeSantis is trying to cast himself as Trump without the drama. That's how he's running. He's Trump without the drama. He's talking about being anti-woke and policy. Okay. We've talked about it before on the channel. Anti-woke isn't a winning strategy. The majority of Americans have a positive connotation of the word woke. When you step out of that conservative echo chamber and you get into the independents, people like woke. They know what it means. Woke means alert to injustice. Anti-woke means bigot. They've got that figured out. That's not going to help him get the independence he needs. Policy. Running on Republican policy? That's a horrible idea. It's not good. Objectively, it's not good. It doesn't perform well. He's going to have Trump's policy without the anger, without the drama. Okay, what was Trump's policy? Riding Obama's economy, disrupting the military, undermining the United States foreign policy efforts, mishandling a pandemic, building a giant vanity project on the southern wall that failed. I don't know that anybody really wants that. A lot of DeSantis, a lot of the efforts that he has pushed forward here in Florida, yeah, they work to a Republican base, to a hard right Republican base. They don't even work to all Republicans. Once that stuff hits the national scene, it's probably not going to go over well. If you are running as a candidate who's trying to absorb another popular candidate's base, you've got a huge task ahead of you. And when you're talking about Trump, nobody voted for Trump for policy. Most of them have no idea what it is. They voted for him because he gave them an excuse to be their worst. The cruelty is the point. The drama is the point. If DeSantis is going to try to market himself as Trump without the drama, I don't know that that's a winning strategy. As long as Trump is in the race, I don't see how DeSantis can win. I really don't. Now, if Trump falls out of the race for whatever reason, and there are a number of ways that...
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
That could happen. Then people should probably start paying more attention to DeSantis. Because there is a chance that he would win the primary then. You know, not because he inspired the same level of enthusiasm, but because he's the next best thing, you know. But even then, I don't know that that's going to hold up in a general election. There's a whole lot of policies that people are going to have to assume he'll want to take to the national level, which will alienate a lot of people. He played to a hard right base, and it's worked. It's turned him into a star within the GOP. But without the drama, he can't beat Trump. And that hard right base, the things he did to get that cred, the legislation he supported, that's probably not something that's going to play well on the national scene. So until Trump is out of the race, I don't see how he can make it through the primaries. I mean, maybe something wild happens, but it's going to have to be a wild card event. I don't see how he's going to get there via campaigning. Then, if he gets through the primaries, I would be utterly shocked if the American people actually accepted his policies once they are put on full display. Once they get out of the very favorable media outlets, I don't think that the average American is going to be, hey, let's make America Florida. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.